This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Power Show is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. Do you understand the concept? Maybe if you're new to listening to our get-together here, this is aimed at understanding what's going on in the world that you don't understand. That's kind of the way it is. You all have hidden power. Maybe that's plural. You all have hidden powers. Some of them are spiritual. Some of them may be emotional, physical, mental, but the hour that we have together each week to look at these things with people like our guest this week, Jay Kumar, has a fabulous brain and has been studying brains, not only his, but the brains of all of us. And he's got a lot of information to participate, well, for us to participate in listening to him, for him to share with us. And then later in the hour, a visit from Uri Geller. I want to talk with him about certain types of motivation. He's a motivator. And so we talk about motivating ourselves and getting ourselves moved up, if you will. Mary O'Malley, who is a psychic a psychic healer, I think is probably the best way of describing her. And then our astrologer, Maria Trilogy, focusing on things that are of harmony, interest in harmony. So let's get to the science of having a happy brain, the way to create a life of longevity, prosperity, and resilience, according to the person who's become the student of the brain and therefore the doctor of the brain. Dr. Jay Kumar, no stranger to me. It's been quite a while, though, since you and I have had a chat, but certainly I think you've done a lot more working in your university courses that are focused on the brain and how to live a good life. And it is all about what's in your brain, isn't it?
Yes, Doug, it really is. And firstly, thank you so much for having me back on the air again. It's really great to hear your voice and to be part of your listening audience.
Yeah, it is. It's nice to have you back again as well. You certainly did a lot of good stuff with me and for me. The things that we're all looking for, people thirst during our lives. We want to make our life longer and healthier and happier. And as a friend, you'd think it would be easy.
You think it would be easy, Doug. Yeah. You know, one thing I'd like to start off by just sharing with you is that, you know, I have, since we've, like, I think last connected since the past few years, I've really gone deeper into what I call the underpinnings and the mystery of even behavior, looking how our brain works. And it really, I think, you know, since we last spoke, I've been teaching one of the most popular courses in my Chapman University where I teach, the happiness course. Who doesn't want to experience greater happiness in his or her own life? And of course, you know, we strive for this, but, you know, one thing that the first thing I say to my students on the very first day of the semester, which I'm going to share with all you and your listeners, is that it's not the promise of happiness, it's the practice of happiness.
Promise versus practice. So that's what you get into, how to actually put it into practice. Why do you suppose it comes so hard to us, Jay?
You know, I'll say this, I look at this from the perspective of how the human brain evolved. I'll say that the human brain, our brain, your brain, every person's brain on this planet has evolved to hijack happiness. And that may sound like a really odd thing to say because happiness is so intrinsic. It's such a universal goal that we all try to strive for. But I'd love to maybe just share with you from my own personal, you know, experience about this and then maybe share with your listeners and you what I call the four hijacks of happiness and how you can maybe turn those around.
Yeah, so, please. I think we'll do this with an eye or an ear or a focus on how many people are not happy, thus the number of suicides in our society, that sort of thing, which has to be it's got to be a focus of your work because so many people are unhappy.
It is. You know, I call, we are the greatest, we are dying more from what we call, what I call the diseases of despair. That is the greatest health crisis of our generation. More people die from what I call diseases of despair. So that's depression, suicide, anxiety, loneliness, and all those things. And I'll share with you a personal story how I got on this path. It's in my upcoming book, The Science of the Happy Brain. I actually had a suicide in my family when I was really young, in my early 20s, that really affected my personal, essence and my being, my wellness, my quality of life. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I've really become what I call more than just an advocate to prevent suicide, which is part of what I do. I realize I've become more an advocate for promoting happiness and looking to see. I had a really difficult journey to discover what happiness is after this the suicide in my family that took place. And since then, I've been trying to advance and look to see how is it and why is it that we as a society are so maybe financially prosperous or have all these niceties and comforts, if you will, but we are deeply suffering on the inside. And as you just rightly said, the recent suicides that of noted celebrities in the past couple weeks have really, I think, revealed a dark side of our society, and that more of us, unfortunately, are suffering silently from what I call these diseases of despair. And so the book that I'm that's coming out this fall, The Science of the Happy Brain, looks to see what are the hijacks of happiness that we create in our society or in our own life, and how can we use the science of the brain, how can we use this rich reservoir of research coming out in brain science to help create strategies in your own life to promote happiness. And one thing that we're finding in all the research that I'm doing and advancing is that there tend to be what I call four forms of happiness, which I'm happy to talk about a little bit later on, what I call biological happiness, psychological happiness, social happiness, and spiritual happiness. And each of those forms of happiness need to be practiced and cultivated in our life in order for us to achieve that well-being, longevity, and resilience that so many of us aim for.
All right. Let's pause for a moment. We'll get to this. Dr. Jay Kumar is with us. His current book is Brain, Body, and Being. You can get his free happiness strategy guide by going to the website for the Applied Brain Scientific Research Institute, absri.com, absri.com, and his new book, The Science of a Happy Brain. Certainly we can all learn well from exposure to those ideas. The four forms of happiness coming up here. Here's one way to be happy. Lose the weight. You've been working at this since the beginning of the year, right? Every year in January, after a wonderful holiday season of eating at Thanksgiving and going to Christmas parties and Christmas itself, and then New Year's, you get a little bloated, and maybe you want to lose a few pounds. I saw the story of somebody who lost 35 pounds with Calitrin. Calitrin is spelled C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Because there are a lot of people who confuse it with its main ingredient, collagen. Collagen, Calitrin. Calitrin is what you want to remember. It's the best way, the healthiest choice for weight loss. You don't go on some fad diet. You don't go trying to exercise, although being on a diet and exercising is very important and smart. You got to eat the right things. You got to put the right things in your body to maintain it. And that's why collagen comes in, because it's the number one protein in your body. When you get to about 30, you start losing it. As you get older, you have less. So you got to add it to your system to push out the fat cells that are coming in, making way for muscle. That's what you need. Muscle. Muscle, muscle, muscle. Check the box for DJV at toploss.com or call an order at 833-TOP-LOSS. Best way to do it, though, is probably online, where you can get a lot of answers to questions when you do the research. Do a little reading and understand what Calitrin is. toploss.com.
Hey, guys. It's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
Tired of the smell and air quality in your basement or crawl space? Don't despair. The newest Wave Moisture Control Unit will transform your basement or crawl space into a drier, healthier, more comfortable environment. The new Wave units incorporate smart technology using wireless sensors upstairs and down, which monitor conditions and automatically adjust the ventilation rate for optimal performance. An app allows you to monitor and control your unit from anywhere. In the presence of carbon monoxide, an alert will be sent to the app and the unit will automatically ventilate at the highest rate. Get rid of moisture, radon, and gases from your basement and your whole house year-round with Wave. Wave units are maintenance-free and only cost pennies a day to run. Performance guaranteed. Dealer opportunities available. Call now, 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Dr. Jay Kumar is here with us on Your Hidden Power. He's a gentleman who's been studying the brain. He understands Eastern religion, Western religion. I think it's interesting how religion plays a role in happiness with some people, does it not?
Well, I would absolutely agree with you on that. And as someone who also has a strong connection to my inner power, my true potential or faith, whatever term we want to use, and, you know, that's actually one of the forms of happiness, which we can talk about, which is spiritual happiness. Mm-hmm. I mentioned earlier before the break that there are these four, what I am advancing, what I call the four expressions of happiness that all of us have to cultivate. So spiritual happiness is one of those, along with biological, psychological, and social. So
we're not talking about religion necessarily.
Not necessarily.
I don't put words in your mouth, but that spiritual does not necessarily mean organized commercial industrial religion.
I think that's quite correct. So spiritual can mean meditation. It could be walking in nature. It can mean finding that space, that place of inner tranquility and calm, or finding your true potential or purpose and meaning in life. All those things I would, you know, define as that spiritual form of happiness that we all need to cultivate on a daily basis in our life.
Yeah, I think that's really what people are searching for is something, and they may try to find it through religion. I oftentimes I quip on the air on my farm when I'm out on my tractor mowing hay or doing something that will allow me to, for a moment or two, look at the sky, look at my environment, look at what I'm doing, and be so thankful. I think part of spirituality is giving thanks. That's my read. Do you agree?
I 100% agree. I think, you know, this is actually my current book, Brain, Body, and Being, 5 Secrets for Achieving Authentic Health and Happiness. I actually have a whole chapter on gratitude. Mm-hmm. And looking at the science behind gratitude, what it does to your brain and how it impacts, influences your longevity. So gratitude, waking up every morning, if there's one thing you can do, which you might call spiritual happiness, is waking up every morning and just being grateful for one aspect of your life that you take for granted. It could be
right.
Your health, it could be your family, it could be your contribution in the world, your work, whatever that is, your loved ones. But one thing in your life when you wake up every morning saying, I'm so grateful to be alive today because I have this in my life.
Yep. Think about that. Some people call it the attitude of gratitude. However you want to express it, it's there for the taking, if you will, for the offing. Dr. Jay Kumar on Your Hidden Power.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Again, they focus on your powers, your hidden powers. That's what this is all about. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jay Kumar, who has a long and happy background in helping people to become better. And that's what happiness, I can remember the old song. As a matter of fact, I think I may have at one point in time been corny enough to sing. That's what happiness is, when you and I were talking about this in a previous incarnation or a life or whenever it was that we were talking about it, because we all strive, and I sought you out to help me with my happiness. I just and I'm very open, as you know, Jay, with whatever goes on in my life. I think hopefully it helps people to identify their own stuff. As a matter of fact, I encourage people to help themselves with their brain and their mind as well as their body. Psychology, if you will, psychiatry, the things that make you better are understanding what's going on in the world, what's going on with you, and thus these four forms of happiness that I want to get to as time allows. We talked about spiritual. Let's delve into the other three if we can.
Absolutely, Doug. So the first one we'll talk about is called biological happiness. So I call these forms of happiness, biological, psychological, social, and spiritual, are associated with what I call the four C's. So the first biological happiness is associated with comfort. So creature comforts in our life, having the right food, eating the right foods, getting proper sleep, nutrition, diet, exercise, but also, as you just mentioned, taking comfort in knowing that you are loved and you are part of people who care about you, especially when in times of trouble, as you just mentioned, we often in our society have this narrative that we have to tough it up and kind of, you know, suck it up. That kind of attitude, which I think is really harmful in our world. So taking comfort, not just in good food and good nutrition and sleep, but taking comfort in the solace of other people in times of crisis. So biological happiness is comfort. The second is psychological happiness, which I equate to contribution, the other C, contribution. Knowing that what you're doing in the world makes a difference, that you wake up every morning saying, I'm so happy to be, to contribute into the world, to my family, and to make a difference. That is so important. So doing something, you know, it's fine to, you know, want to have money or status or fame or income, but if you're doing it solely for the purpose of accumulating wealth or money and not doing it because your passion is into it, you're really not going to find true happiness in your life. So psychological happiness is contribution. The third, social happiness, and that's what we kind of don't really think about so much. Social happiness is connection. So I want to share, if there's one thing you and your listeners can take away, the one thing we've discovered so profoundly about the human brain, your brain, my brain, and the brain of every single human being, fundamentally evolved as a social organ. Now, that might sound really strange. Your brain evolved as a social organ. But one thing that we're finding, especially in the research that I do, is that without the ability for humans to find that sense of connection, we would have not made it. We wouldn't have survived. So I say to socialize is to survive. That's the primary function of that social happiness, is seeking connection. And so I think we're living in an age of disconnection right now, whether it's through social media or whether it's through aspects of our culture that fuel this disconnection. But it goes back to something you profoundly just mentioned, Doug, is that we need to actually reach out to others in times of strife, in times of difficulty. And all of this will be coming out in my upcoming book, The Science of Happy Brain. And you can go to my website, my company's website, absri.com, and download your free happiness strategy guide. And that's available to everyone who, all your listeners and anyone who's listening to this podcast.
Super deal. All right. Thank you, Jay. Jay Kumar, and lots of good information, The Science of a Happy Brain, on Your Hidden Power.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies in a Capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
On Capitol Hill, the Justice Department Inspector General being asked questions about that report accusing the FBI of mishandling the Hillary Clinton email scandal. Inspector General Michael Horowitz saying,
"The inappropriate political messages we uncovered cast a cloud over the mid-year investigation, so doubt about the credibility of the FBI's handling of it, and impacted the reputation of the FBI."
Meantime, the White House press secretary continues defending the president's observation that the Russia investigation is nothing more than a witch hunt. From the briefing room, Sarah Sanders saying,
"The president's been clear. He was obviously very involved in his campaign, and he's laid out a number of times that there was no collusion, and he strongly feels this is a witch hunt."
The United Nations Human Rights Council could continue without involvement from the United States. The Trump administration considering pulling out because of disagreements over key issues. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
For the continuation of a focus on you, your hidden powers, you have five senses. We'd like to help you develop the sixth, or maybe there are more than that, with a motivational series. Uri Geller is here from his home in Israel, perhaps the premier motivator in the world, in my estimation anyway. He's got a career, a long and successful career, helping people understand what it is they can do to make their life better. And that's really, we use that sixth sense. You take hold of it and you get somewhere. I thought we ought to talk a minute about intimacy, Uri, the kind of thing
Doug?
Yeah.
Listen, you just blew my mind, because you said intimacy, and my granddaughter Romy is giving me a huge hug now. So this is incredible. You must have felt that energy.
I feel you and I have a very strong bond and connection, so we feel you don't really know where it comes from, where the words come from, where the ideas come from, but they're just kind of there. It's how the brain works. I was just talking with a gentleman who's an expert in how the brain works, the science, if you will, of the mind, and I, at the end of the conversation, I was thinking, well, how does this affect those of us who are either good at being intimate or maybe not so good at being intimate, because intimacy isn't just about sexual connection and the love connection. Intimacy is about truth and trust and things not hurting somebody, because I think oftentimes that when you actually express your true feelings about stuff, things, it hurts people. And, you know, it's to be authentic, you have to express yourself. I guess it's the way you do it as much as anything else, though, do you think?
Exactly. And, Doug, you know, this is why a person does not forget their first love,
mm-hmm.
the first kiss. I mean, even if you're 70 years old, 80 years old, you will remember that lady or that man who first hugged you or kissed you, that first intimacy. But, you know, coming from Sigmund Freud's family, if you didn't know, some of the listeners might not know this, but I'm related to Sigmund Freud, the great psychoanalyst, the psychologist, the psychiatrist. I believe that intimacy comes already is formed in the womb, because the latest research shows that babies can feel the love that the mother gives them in the womb, and somehow it integrates. It's being absorbed into their chromosome system, into even into their DNA, and that's a fantastic build up when you're born. If your parents were good while they were pregnant, and as time goes by, and if your mother hugs you and gives you a kiss, if your father hugs you, this is something that will follow you for the rest of your life, also within your relationships, if that's what you meant about intimacy.
Yes, it is.
Intimacy is about trust. It's about love. It's about passion. It's about, you know, the universe and beyond. It's about infinity. It's about energy. And if you've got that energetic bond with your partner, then you already have a spiritual thread that ties you together. And that's life. I think you understand what I'm saying. And by the way, it's also to do with animals. You can love an animal. I mean, I remember when we both cried when we had to put our dogs down.
Yeah.
You know, people fall in love with their pets, whether they're cats, dogs, parrots. So even unconditional intimacy and unconditional love.
One of the things, it's interesting that you say that. I have a new dog. I think I told you that I got a new dog about a month ago. And she's very much like Charlotte, who was my bulldog that I have for 15 years. It is another English bulldog. This dog was rescued from a puppy mill. And so she has never been anything other than a pawn, been used by people. And she's a real love bug. But, you know, every once in a while, I forget about this. Kind of like with children and adults, they need to have their boundaries set. And so I left out some food, and I was thinking, oh, she's a good girl, and she's not going to do this. And I had to hurry to come back and be on the air. And then so I go back downstairs, and she's gotten into the food, and it annoyed me. And I'm trying to discipline her as to not to do that sort of thing. But she's a dog, and it was there. And so now I'm thinking to myself, well, why am I upset? Because she did what dogs do. What's my motivation in being angry at her and wanting to discipline her when she just did what dogs do?
And you know, Doug, right now, tens of thousands of people identify exactly with what you say, because love is a power, and we all experience love at one stage in our lives. There's no such thing as life without love, without loving someone.
Right.
And it's a great topic that we can talk and talk about for ages and beyond. And you know, Doug, I also am a huge believer that energy, the soul and our spirit, is embedded with that love. So even when we die, we go up to another dimension,
yeah,
and we meet our loved ones, whether they're men, women, children, dogs, animals, etc. So, yeah, this is why people say love is the most powerful energy in the universe. And I think you'll all agree with me, Doug, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So we'll think about that. Uri Geller's website. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, Natalie is next to me now, my daughter, and she's pregnant. And
how is she?
The love. Yeah.
Oh, congratulations, baby number two. Grandson, granddaughter number two.
Another girl on the way.
Sending love,
to everyone out there. Stay positive.
Yeah, okay. And see, you've learned from your father well. Good for you. Congratulations. I didn't know that. All right, so that's the whole story. Intimacy, be responsible, think about it. Something on your mind, it's on all of our minds because we can't really live well without it. Uri Geller's website is at URIGELLER.com, UriGeller.com. Uri Geller is on this program, Your Hidden Power, in the podcast every week. Speaking of that, at the current Your Hidden Power web, it's called YourHiddenPowerShow.com, where you get the podcast. We put together every week the essence of our conversations in a quick form so you can get the best advice. As a matter of fact, the current Hidden Power podcast, number 51, I chat with animal communicator Judy Merrill. She has been interested in this for a long time. She talks about her ways of healing with animals, a connection to things in our lives that has been enhanced by our ability to be intimate, if you will, with our pets. She also talks about the story, what leads up to these suicides. So a lot of people with a focus on suicide on the current Your Hidden Power Show podcast at YourHiddenPowerShow.com.
Jen here from the DJV Show, and I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It really is a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and I feel absolutely great. I can't tell you how much more energy I have, and I get up really, really early. So how does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of the toxins, the molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, actual nourishment for your body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food, and it's no wonder we feel run down. Go to GetTheTea.com and use discount code DJV, and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink mine every single day. Not available in stores, so go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be glad you did.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A recent survey found 65% of Americans use a rewards credit card, yet many don't utilize their full benefits. International travel expert Lee Abamonte explains how your banking relationship can boost your credit card rewards.
Many credit cards reward you for spending. I love the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card because I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel purchases. Above and beyond those base points, I recommend you also check to see if you qualify for a banking rewards program to really maximize your rewards earnings. For example, if you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program, you could earn between an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points with the Premium Rewards card, which totals up to 3.5 points for every dollar spent on travel and dining purchases. Plus, Preferred Rewards clients may be eligible for an additional benefits such as free withdrawals at non-Bank of America ATMs, as well as discounts on home and auto loans.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Your Hidden Power at YourHiddenPowerShow.com. Joining us now is our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley. Mary has a gift. Mary has a number of gifts. And she helps you with your gifts because the whole assumption here, if you understand the premise behind Your Hidden Power, is that you have gifts too. You may not have tapped into them as much as you might be able to. Thus, with the help of people like Mary, I hope we're unlocking the code here. You heard me talking with Uri, perhaps Mary, about intimacy. Most of what you do has to do with the joys, the pains, the truth
about love, doesn't it? When people come to you, more often than not, it's how to fix or take care of your business when it comes to love. And sometimes people give their power over to their partner. Isn't that a big problem?
It is. It is. What can I do to make them happy? You know, I get a lot of questions like that. It's a tough one. You know, spirit is always just be yourself. And
so let's say that
people,
yeah, I understand
themselves you weren't good enough, you know.
Right. Well, so is that the mark of a bad relationship, or is it just a mark of understanding that you have to do more work? And does it have to be a two-way street? If one person's trying to find, you know, the answers are always inside of you. That you've taught me, that the answers are inside. They're not outside. You can't go out there and look for it. You got to understand what's going on with you. And oftentimes that's not what happens, is it?
Right. Right. And we're kind of conditioned to look outside of us instead of inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
So it does make it kind of tough. That's a hard question to answer. You know, every relationship is different. Sometimes
yeah.
it's one person giving more, but then it turns around and the other person gives more, as long as there's some sort of balance in caring for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the big thing, is to care for each other and that there's some balance in that.
Yeah.
So everybody feels cared for, you know.
Mm-hmm. And under the circumstances, practicing what you preach or practicing it, it's hearing the words, that's an art and a skill in itself, but then taking the words and putting them to practice. People come and listen to you for an hour, or they talk with you for an hour or more, or whatever it is, the sessions that you have, and they talk about their issues. Do people just want to be spoon-fed, or do they really practice what they're learning? How do you know, I suppose, once they leave you, you don't know whether they, I suppose if they come back to you, then,
right.
Well, Mary, this didn't work. What's my problem?
You know, it's different, and the message from spirit is different for each person, but it's, you know, a lot of times, just flat out, what I hear from spirit is, if someone was treating your best friend that way, you know, what advice would you give them?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's kind of an eye opener. But it's still hard. It's still hard to make the decision, and you know, so many things are involved in it, our ego, our pride, you know, things like that. That fear of being alone, you know, all those things jump in and get us.
So as long as it's not a bunch of words, though, I think that a lot of times people who are trying to figure it out, they don't know what they're looking for, and then it becomes your job to try to help people get away from the suffering, because that's really, when they come to you, they are, most people are suffering. They want
right.
to be strengthened somehow. They want to be inspired somehow. They want to achieve clear things. And with intimacy, it's very clear. We don't want to be alone. We want to have that,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is that nurtures us, because it's all nurture, nature and nurture, yeah?
Right. Right. Yeah, you're right. When people come to me, they're usually in some kind of pain. And
yeah.
so spirit helps them see either somebody's directly causing them pain, or the way they're reacting to something is causing
yeah.
themselves pain. So,
yeah. Mary O'Malley at PsychicScout.com. Get yourself checked out. Go to PsychicScout.com and spend some time with Mary O'Malley. I'll tell you, it's very much worthwhile. 10 before the hour.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance with
one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. 295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Waiting to find out how the astrology of the day may affect you, you need wait no longer. Your astrological light beacon is Maria Francesca Trilogy. You can find her at astrologerforyourlife.com, or actually the email address is astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com. All right, astrologer for your life. If anything that goes on in our conversation piques your interest, I think everybody, I've had Maria busy doing all kinds of charts lately for friends of mine, people that I know from business and that sort of thing, because when I talk to them, oftentimes somebody will say to me, Maria, I got this problem, I don't know how to deal with it, or this guy. So I always tell them that for me, astrology has been a great guide in how to handle relationships and how to handle understanding people. It doesn't make you decide, although sometimes I think there are, my own personal life, probably signs I should stay away from. whether your heart leads you in one direction and then, you know, you go in another direction. But the practical side isn't necessarily to keep you from doing something, but to learn how to deal with the foibles, the quirks of people who had certain astrological signs. So I've done that with a number of people, found out a lot. And so I give you that piece of advice. If you want to do it for yourself or for somebody that you know as a help, you can contact Maria at astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com. So, the question, I always want Maria to focus on one thing where astrology helps. Then in the world of politicians, people have been trying to do charts on Trump and then others. And how is it any different here? If you have the astrological connection or the astrological knowledge of Donald Trump,
and you see what he's all about, and maybe, I don't know whether you were able to get a hold of the info on the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un or not, but is there some connection there that's interesting between the two of their charts?
Well, it's interesting that the summit took place. Now, I have no idea. You know, we don't know if astrology fits in or if any kind of politician or people that gather summits together look at astrology. It was very interesting to me, though, that the day of the summit, the moon sign was in Gemini. And Gemini is Donald Trump's sign. He is a Gemini. So the fact that the moon sign was there made it a very comfortable day for him as far as his ability to feel strong and secure and definitely communicative.
What are the traits of the Gemini when it's a sun sign?
When it's their sun sign, they're great communicators, okay. And they're really good at not short and sweet communication. What I mean by that is if it's something to do with right now, for the moment, they are good at making other people understand them. Now, mm-hmm. I'm not wanting to go into the politics of someone or, you know, what kind of decisions they're making, but they're very good at talking. They're talkers. They're communicators. That's their gift. And in looking at this other young man, this leader of North Korea, very much a traditionalist. His sign is Capricorn. And so they are more rule followers, if you were going to use that as a way to understand who he is. So they are going Capricorns right now at this time in our evolution, we'll say, if you were to look at where planets are situated right now, Capricorns are going through tremendous change.
Okay.
So hopefully maybe that change is going to turn around this traditionalist way of doing things to look at the future in a new way and in a better way. I mean, that's the most we can hope for.
Well, I guess understanding whether you can trust another person, that's part of looking at the astrology, predictability, as a matter of speaking. The two of them did seem to get along. And so that's, you know, I guess at one meeting, that's what the best thing you can hope for is that they become trusting of one another, which is hard to do in the political realities of the world. All right, there's an opening information from Maria Trilogy about the two leaders and their get-together. Check out Maria, astrologer for your life at gmail.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.